No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Got a real crazy news story for you. Sad crazy news story coming out of Broward County, Florida. Actually, right in Dade County in Miami. 17 students shot and killed on yesterday. Mm-hmm. Man, one shooter. Police say, and he was arrested at the scene. Former student, 19 years old, said he began shooting and, you know, went classroom to classroom, walked through the halls. He even had video. This is, it's really crazy and really sad. Like, man, people would go to this extent to whatever they're trying to do, prove a point or get out their frustrations. Is really sad.
Yeah, so here are the details. This took place at Stoneman Douglas High School in Florida. The suspect is 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz. He walked into the school. He was actually expelled from the school for disciplinary problems. He walked in. He pulled a fire alarm, yeah, which is what sent the students out into the hallway. But some of the students thought it was weird because they had just had a fire drill earlier that day.
Right.
So for the fire alarm to go off a second time in the school, you know, it was sort of weird. And they thought it really might be a fire this time. So they went running out into the hallway. And that's when he started shooting with this rifle that he had. One student says that she was hiding in her math class, and when the SWAT team arrived to rescue them, the officer told them as they were walking down the hallway to close their eyes because there was so much blood and the bodies and the broken glass that were around. 17 adults and children were victims. They are all dead this morning. They have not released the names of those people. They said that parents were walking around and police were walking around trying to find their kids, and they were actually calling on the cell phones, and these cell phones were ringing unanswered because these people had passed away. 7 weeks into 2018, we are 7 weeks into 2018, and this is the 8th school shooting this year.
Wow.
The 8th school shooting this year. So, like Larry said, Nicholas Cruz, 19 years old, he is in police custody, which I think is sort of weird. It's awkward with this situation because a lot of times in these school shootings, the person, the suspect, ends up taking their own life.
Right.
But they end up committing
suicide. This person didn't.
This person did not.
And they didn't shoot him either. So it's usually one or the other. Either they shoot themselves or the police end up shooting the suspect, but in this case, he was apprehended.
He got this gun last year that he used. He passed the background test. Both of his parents are deceased. His mother passed away about a year ago. His father passed away earlier. He was adopted. He had some disciplinary problems, and a lot of the students that attend the school are telling officials that the ongoing joke at school was he's going to be the one that's going to shoot up the school. Because they knew about his disciplinary problems and things like that and how he acted at school. And they would joke around and say, if someone shoots up the school, it's going to be him. He's going to be the one. And then he actually went around here and did it. So Madhouse Nation, we're asking you, what's the solution?
Like,
what can be done?
And what can you tell your kids? Because, mm-hmm. you know, kids, like, it was one article that I read where a guy was talking to his daughter. And she was like, you know, that is my biggest fear, is being shot in school. And, you know, having kids in school is, you send your kids to school, you expect them to come home.
Exactly.
You know, school is supposed to be a safe zone. But here in America, it's turning out that is not the case anymore. You know, the access to guns is very easy in this country. This man was shooting a high-powered AR-15 rifle.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And, you know.
That he bought after passing the background check. This kid bought this.
And this has been a great debate on Capitol Hill, is the gun laws in America.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, definitely got to, going back to that, dealing with that again. And, you know, just, you know, what do you tell your kids? Because this morning, your kids hear this or they see it on the news and they got to go to school. And, you know, we live here in Charlotte. Fortunately, nothing like this has ever happened here. But is it possible? Quite possible here. Yes, it is. And you do not want that to happen. And in this particular shooting, they already had police at the school because, you know, this is a school that had police at it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it still happened.
And, you know, I saw that a couple of years ago, CMS put some safety measures in a place where you actually have to be buzzed into the school now.
Yeah.
But that's not... I don't think that that is enough. I think that we have to do a little bit more, because once you're buzzed into the school, you're in the school. You can buzz anybody into the school.
Yeah.
So, coming back, I was actually working in the school system, and we went into lockdown because a student had a gun on campus. Yeah. So talk about that experience coming up.
570-WPEG, what are you telling your kids this morning, and what can be done about this gun violence in schools? Power 98, Charlotte's number one.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte's favorite morning show.
With No Limit.